Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Should new dads get more than 2 weeks paternity leave? With me on the line today, our own political correspondent Sean Defoe, as is Shane O'Connor from the Lads to Dads group, and content creator and mental health advocate Aidan Lochnan. Congratulations, Sean. You have recently become a new dad for the first time. Is 2 weeks sufficient?
No, absolutely not. It's not. And look, thanks for being in, Andrea. I'm only just back now. I actually took 5 weeks, but I had to kind of do it in sort of a roundabout way and knew so were very good in sort of facilitating it. And then we got the 2 weeks of, you know, topped up to my regular wage. And then thankfully, because of the presidential election and my job being generally busy towards the end of last year, I had a load of overtime that I was able to carry
all the toil.
Take that bit longer. Exactly. All the toil was built up and in the bank and ready to go for when baby George arrived a few weeks ago. So, and I actually remember on the day that it was 2 weeks, that I would have been going back to work otherwise. I actually just looked at my wife and I said, what would we do if I was going back? Because, you know, we were back in the house, but I don't think we even had hospital bags properly unpacked at that stage. And it's such a, like, it's brilliant. It's amazing. Someone talked to me about being a parent of a newborn as the hardest thing you'll ever love doing. And it absolutely is. But there's, you know, there's so much to it. And I just can't imagine what it is like for women, particularly if they've had maybe a difficult birth or a C-section or whatever, to then have to go completely on their own and basically be solo parent. And we're very lucky. We have a lot of support around us. Family are very, very near to us. And, you know, we've had a really lovely first few weeks and a lot of backup, even if it's just dropping meals at the door, you know. But for people who don't have that and who the husband maybe has to go back to work or the partner or whatever after 2 weeks and is full time in the office, that's incredibly difficult. It's a lot to put on someone, you know.
And typically from, say, Sean, you chatting to your own friends, would a lot of them tend to do, you know, something similar to what you did, whether it's take holidays or additional leave or maybe unpaid leave if that's something they're in a position to do? Like, I know you took toil and hours that you'd banked up, but they were extra hours you'd worked.
Yeah, they were. And like, I took a few holiday days as well to sort of pad it out and make sure that it got a bit of time. It really depends, to be honest, Andrea. Like, there's some friends of mine who just couldn't afford it and can barely afford to take the 2 weeks as it is if their wage wasn't going to be topped up, or they worked in careers where they don't have it. I remember I did an episode of the Let Me Explain podcast recently about this with the Labour TD Kieran Ahern, who I think got something like 7 weeks for his first child when he was a solicitor, and then found as a TD when his second child came along, he was entitled to absolutely nothing and had to sort of come up with a roundabout arrangement to take time off to support his wife then. So it really varies, and people do tend to get creative. But we know from the figures, there's an awful lot of men don't take any paternity leave at all because they might not be able to afford it or working in an industry that doesn't really allow it or whatever. So it is very, very difficult. And when you look at, like, I don't have any stats to back this up, but even I wonder about the rates of postpartum depression, you know. And maybe there's some women who are saying, I'm delighted to have the husband out of the house after 2 weeks, but there'll be a lot of others who are left with an awful lot to do to try and manage to, you know, enter this new world of motherhood, to also look after the house or whatever else that they need to do when they're on their own. It's an awful lot to put on anybody. Mm. So you wonder if you just had that bit longer. I mean, I know there's a call for sort of 8 weeks. I think that would be fantastic. I would have bit your hand off to take eight weeks. And there are other friends of mine equally who do get that, who are in careers. There's a friend of mine who works in the civil service, and I think he got something like 11 weeks. He had an incredibly generous package. Had his child before me, and he's still off.
He's still off, and here you are back at work. Sean, stay with us if you don't mind for a moment on the line, and thanks for sharing your story with us. Shane O'Connor is with us. Shane is from Ennis in County Clare. And Shane, you were part of the Lads to Dads group. You might just explain that first of all.
Yeah, absolutely. So, for the last 2 years, I'm living in Cork City. I started a peer-led support group for fathers here in the city. And I guess that's where the kind of idea came from. I myself personally were very lucky when my two boys were born. I was working for tech companies at the time. And I had extended time off, so it didn't impact me personally. But within the group itself, you know, there was a lot of fathers, new fathers who, like Aidan said, weren't able to take any time off at all. And even if they were, they could only take maybe at max 2 weeks.
And sorry, when you say they weren't able to take time off, you mean more so than the 2 weeks paternity, because the 2 weeks paternity is paid, isn't it? It's the state benefit or the state contribution.
Yeah, many of these stories, I guess, and men especially, are self-employed, and the flat rate of 289 are putting a lot of financial pressure on a lot of families. So some dads, in that case, just simply can't afford to take it. Hence why I think, like Aidan alluded to, less than half of dads actually take the paternity leave that's on offer to them, simply because of financial reasons. So yeah, stories like that, stories like, you know, dads having to trek up and down the country to visit their baby who might be in NICU, you know, for a couple of weeks. There's many stories like that. Also hearing from men in the group that, you know, especially after a C-section, you know, like their partners are in recovery mode for a very long time. So yeah, that's basically why I started the 8 weeks for families campaign recently. And out of the 2,500 signatures that we have right now, 70% of those who have signed are mothers. And I think that kind of tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah, that they need, it's a two-person job. It's not just theirs. Sean, is the paternity benefit, it's 299 that you're entitled to, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. So that's your sort of basic rate per week. And then most, or a lot of employers top it up. I don't know if I could say most with any certainty, but others don't. And sure, look, if you are, you know, if that's all you're getting in a week, that's £600 for, you know, half a month. That's not exactly going to pay any rent, is it?
And mortgages and everything else that goes with that. And the bills are going to increase as well, presumably, too, with all of the new equipment and everything that goes with it that's required for a newborn baby. So Shane, what you're hoping is part of the Lads to Dads group is that 2 weeks paternity might be extended to 8 weeks, and again as part of that state benefit.
Yes, I think that's a good place to start. You know, 8 weeks still puts us way behind most of Europe. But I think it is a great place to start. And then secondly, you know, like in terms of earnings related pay, I think that's also another place that we need to look at. But yeah, in terms of extending it, I think that's definitely where we need to start, for the sake of not only dads, but also moms and families as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Aidan Loughlin is with us too. Aidan is a content creator and mental health advocate. And Aidan, you're a new dad as well. What's your experience?
Yeah, so I'm a dad now, coming up on 11 weeks. Next
Congratulations.
Week. Delighted now. Great, no, in fairness, having a great laugh with him. He's a good lad, in fairness. But yeah, I think my experience, I'm also a self-employed barber. So for me, whatever about the time off, but the pay, I actually was taking a loss. So we have overheads, and so there's no one to top up our payment or to extend our time off. So with all the overheads and bills that we had to pay within our barbershop, the 2 weeks that I am taking off, I would have lost money. So obviously, taking that into consideration, I would have worked a bit extra prior, so I knew this was coming. Mm. But I have a friend who works with us, say my business partner. He's having twins in the next 8 weeks. And I know there is a level of dread, because he's thinking, well, what if I have to take 2 months off? You know, financially, he's going to be in a bigger hole. And it's, I don't think it's fair. I think a lot of funds in Ireland are being put to positions and places that could be spent better. And look, like you said, when you mentioned, I'm a strong advocate in the mental health space. I'm very vocal about it. Whatever about funding, with that is another issue for another conversation. But definitely that to extend it is important. But also I think the payment should be looked at, especially for people who are in a position where their overheads are higher than what the payment is coming in. And it's added pressure. Now, fortunately, my wife, God bless her, she's a trooper now, a campaigner. And like that was mentioned, she had a section and it was tough. But with, I suppose, the support of our little lad, who was great now, we did have a very good experience with him. There was no kind of colic or any issues like this. So he was good to sleep. But she trooped on for us so I could go back to work to keep the ship flowing. You know, yeah. we have the rent of the barbers. We're saving for a mortgage while renting. Like all this pressure is stuff that is heavy and it weighs a lot on
big time.
A man, as a man who takes a lot of pride in providing for his family, as I do, and I know a lot of men do, it's a massive thing that we're trying to get out there and do the best We can, and that comes with a pressure, an added pressure.
So just,
I think it's definitely something that should be looked at.
Just to clarify, so you did take the 2 weeks paternity, is that right? And you had just used savings, I suppose, to kind of top that up.
That's it. I had to just work extra days before, knowing it was coming. And then you see, it's like I said, if my wife had had a bad experience with those 2 weeks, I would not have been able to go back. If the baby was unwell, if the baby wasn't sleeping right, like, I would not have been able to go back to work. And that's the reality that I saw myself. You can plan as much as you want, but with a baby, I can tell you, and a lot of parents will tell you that you can't plan. You can think, oh, I'll do this, but you don't know what's coming. And it was a reality check, but it was also an experience for people who are going to have it harder than me. Like, God forbid, there is a serious issue, like a health issue. Like, touch wood, and thank God I didn't have any of that. But, like, it's a pressure, and it has to be addressed, and taxpayers' money needs to be looked at, and where it can go, and how we can better help people who are going to be struggling with this kind of stuff.
So if you were in a position, we'll say there was a change, if you were able-aden to take up to 8 weeks paternity leave and like that, the state benefit of 299, would you have availed of that?
I think as a self-employed businessman, and a barber's, what I would do is, even if there was some system availing of what I hear lads speak about, of this X's and O's system through social welfare, when people are working some days and accepting some payments, even if there was something. So if you were self-employed, I suppose it's the equivalent of the state topping up. So if you're going in and doing maybe 2 or 3 days at work, and then they cover the other even 2 or 3 days of payment, that would help massively for people who are, especially, like I said, self-employed, who have overheads. Because I know one of the guys mentioned there about when he had the twins and he was in the tech sector. We don't have that kind of support, being self-employed. Mm-hmm. Definitely not. And like, I know I'm a content creator, but I'm not known for doing ads. It's only this year now I've recently aligned with one or two brands that have worked with what I can promote, because I don't like to sell my integrity online. So it's not as if I'm making a killing online. That's common knowledge. With me, my main income is the barbershop. So I noticed that, and I definitely think I hear it in the shop off the buys as well. So that's what I would think. That would be a good mention to some kind of a top-up system, even through the government, for an extended period. And if you are in a situation where maybe your wife is struggling and she is needs the extra support, well then, yeah, there should be full payment for the 8 weeks for men to avail of that also.
The eligible parents, Sean Defoe, that are entitled to the 2 weeks, am I right in thinking you can take that 2 weeks any time, can't you, up within the first 6 months?
No, so there's different kind of ones. The paternity leave, I don't know if you can take it any time, but obviously the most pressing one is the first two. You do have other kinds of leave, like there's parents' leave, and there's another unpaid leave that you can take for, I think it's up to 26 weeks over the first 2 years of the child. So like, there are these options, and it's what the government would cite quite often as saying, well, we've expanded this and we've added an extra week. But again, they're sort of, the 26 weeks is unpaid leave that you are entitled to take. And the other, again, if you can get it with your employer and you're not in a self-employed situation. And the other one, again, is paid at a social welfare rate. So fine if you have the money to take it or to take a day or two here and there. But if you don't, or if it's not being topped up, then it's actually quite difficult to take and get out there. And, the lads have made very, very good examples there. To go back to the C-section one, like, if a woman has a C-section, she can't drive for 6 weeks. Mm. She's not insured to drive for 6 weeks. So if you're going back at 2 weeks, and particularly if you live in a rural area and they can't go anywhere, very, very isolating. You know, it can be very bad for someone's mental health as well, if they're, and maybe the baby is struggling with something, or even just being a baby. Even the best baby in the world takes a huge amount out of you, because they're feeding every few hours and might not be sleeping and what, and you're trying to figure everything out at the same time. And it's such a lovely, if you can take the time off and devote yourself to it, it's amazing. Like, I've absolutely loved the last few weeks, but doing it on your own with no support there, I mean, we've had the two of each other to bounce off and to, here, you hold this while I change them, or while I go Google, is this normal? You know, doing it on your own is a totally different thing.
Shane O'Connor from the Lads to Dads group, as you said, Shane, you've set up this petition. What do you hope to do with it?
Yeah, so the idea is that we get 10,000 signatures. Once we get that, I'll be presenting it to Norma Foley, Dara Kaleri, from there, I don't know what happens. Does it go to a public consultation? Does it get discussed in the Oireachtas? I'm not entirely sure, but first goal is to get the 10,000 signatures.
And see where it goes from there. And where can people
is done about it.
Where can people get involved if they want to support the petition or to sign it, Shane?
Yeah, so they can go to 8weeksforfamilies.ie and you can sign the petition there. There's also an option as well to send an email to your local TD. Everything is set up within the website where you can just copy and paste. And yeah, I'm also looking for support from people in local communities around the country who are willing maybe to put up some posters. I've put up posters here in Cork City myself. So Cork City is covered, but the rest of Ireland isn't. So if anyone is willing, they can email me. They can find my email on the website. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I presume, Aidan, that's a campaign that you too will support.
I most definitely will. 100%.
Yeah.
He has my support. I think he's reached out to me actually online already. So we could definitely do something. 100%.
And Sean, maybe when you put your professional hat or your political correspondent hat on for a moment, is there appetite to change this within government, do you think?
Within government, there has certainly been a few TDs. Yeah, so the benefit of having a crop of younger TDs in the last all is you have one who have young kids and who have had to go through this. So there definitely is. Whether there's enough pressure on to actually make it happen, I don't know. But that only comes through.
There's just a difficulty there, Sean, with the line. We'll try maybe to reconnect with you. For the moment, we'll leave it there. Our political correspondent, Sean Defoe, Aidan Lochnan, content creator and mental health advocate, and Shane O'Connor, who is from the Lads to Dads group. I don't know if you're surprised to hear, there's actually a mixed reaction to this today. Like, this listener says, I'm married to a very busy dairy farmer who was never able to take any time off with each of our three children, all three born via C-section. Another listener thinks this idea is totally ridiculous. It's fine for a big firm where the employee is hardly missed, like the civil service. But could you imagine a small firm with key workers disappearing for 8 to 11 weeks sure to destroy small businesses? This listener, though, says 2 weeks paternity leave isn't enough. We had our first in September of last year and we needed time to bond as a family. And I needed support while recovering from an unplanned C-section. Early parenthood is a major adjustment for both people and expecting dads to return to work immediately after and still fully support at home isn't realistic. Some people are not lucky enough to have a village to support them, so this time is really critical. And another listener tells me it is a brilliant idea to get paternity leave, but somebody has to pay for all of this.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.